Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and it is 2015. Shit, I didn't even change my calendar yet. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, it's another year of Max and Friends, and this year is going to be, I promise you, powerful. Not only is it going to be powerful, but it's going to be a year of inspiration, a year to be wise, and a year of clarity. But before you get all that done, tweet me, at Max Tucci, and let me know how your New Year's was. I'm getting tweets right now, so let me lower my phone. Oh, I just got an update for y'all who want to know about Celebrity Apprentice. Keisha got fired. Peace out, Keisha. Come on, Max and Friends, and talk about it. That's how we roll. But you know what? How was your New Year, Eve? Did y'all have a good time? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Tonight we have a great guest joining us shortly. Y'all know him from so many different things. I mean, most recently it was revealed that he was a legitimate love child of John Lennon, Aunt Jemima, Carmen Miranda, Prince, Lisa Lampanelli, who we've had on the show, friends of the show, and Rumi. Ash Ruiz is not only like an amazing individual, he's my soul friend, my soul brother. We're just like all of us. We're just all connecting. Like attracts like. Ash and I met in Boulder, Colorado. You're going to learn so much about him tonight, and you're going to be inspired because it's a life class. So tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know what inspires you, because we are going to talk about it on the show tonight. Meganella, thanks so much for tweeting me. Time for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with Max Tucci and his guest, Ash Ruiz. Tune in. Now, the name Ashley Ruiz might sound familiar to my international listeners tuning in from Italy tonight. Hi, Lucy. How you doing? And friends in Peru, because Ashley was part of Menudo. So that is a fun thing that we're going to talk about tonight. We'll get some scoop, maybe. But the most important thing we're going to get is inspired here tonight on Max and Friends. And before we welcome Ash to the show, I love you all for listening. I am so grateful you're tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome to Max and Friends. The first time you're a friend, the second time, you family. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And if you miss any portion or you want to know about 7 years of shows that I've done, go to latalkradio.com/Max and you'll find tons of archives there. And you can listen to the shows and tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what you think. But what I think is it's time to welcome Ash. Hit it, Ronnie. This is Max and Friends, and welcome my guest, Ash Ruiz, to Max and Friends. Welcome, my friend.
Hello there, you bright, bright, bright heart, you and everybody listening. It's such an honor to be here with all of you tonight.
The honor
Thank you
is
for
us
having me.
You. No, the honor is you, is all of us just collectively getting together and having this connectionness that's just beautiful, isn't it?
I know. It's Look at us all being stuff. So honorable and stuff.
Honorable. We're so formal, right? But yes, I love all of you. Yes. I love everything about you. You know that by now. You know, it's we met on a snowy evening, even though it wasn't really snowing. But, you know, life just brought us together in that beautiful little
yes.
commune of Boulder.
The Boulder Bubble. We met in the Boulder Bubble. Boulder
we
Bubble
did.
Sort of blend of the Good Witch's bubbles. It's a beautiful
exactly.
pink paradise, and we got to meet in the center of it.
We did. We met in the center of it. And what I love is that in the center of everything is us. We're all in yeah. the center of it. Together.
Isn't
and
that
that's
wonderful?
Just,
I know.
That's what it's all about. It's all about that. But Ash, before we get into, because we're going to give a life class tonight, so everyone who's tuning in, tweet us at Max Tucci, hashtag Max and Friends. Let us know your questions. We'll try to get them on the air. Try, I promise we'll do our best. But you know, the show just goes on and we've got so much to talk about. And Ash is such an amazing wealth of information and has just traveled the world and has absorbed so many different experiences and cultures and personalities and beings and light, and is going to share it tonight here on Max and Friends. So it is an honor to have you here, Ash. I mean, I could read through your whole yay bio, but you know what? There's so much more yeah. to you than just on paper. So a little bit, tell us about the genesis of Ashley Ruiz.
Well, you know, life is so delicious in its capacity to give each of us all these unique ingredients, all these wonderful attributes and all these wonderful invitations and opportunities to discover, to explore, to recognize, to realize, to get in touch with so many different facets of ourselves, and to get in touch with, as you were saying, that core essence that is the same in all of us, that bright light, that spark of life. And so it really has been a delicious ride, this experience. I started off in Miami Beach, Florida, to some really wonderful parents, and music was always a big part of my experience. And I started writing songs at a really early age, and I really feel that my love of music really pushed me into a spiritual place, because people would ask me, why do I love music? And I would answer, it celebrates. And then they would ask me, what does it celebrate? And I remember hearing myself say, it celebrates the listener. And at that time, I didn't really know what it meant, but I knew it kind of hiccuped up from a really deep part of me. And that was something I did get to explore, my love affair with listening and music and the depths of that, the celebration of that, and then moving into quantum physics and how everything is a vibration and a frequency, and you dive into anything that appears to be solid. It's just this beautiful kind of quantum foam, this champagne of cosmic light, and which is music, and then the space that is this listening, aware presence. So yeah, it led me on an amazing journey. It took me to singing lead in gospel choirs, where I had the opportunity to really get in touch with being an instrument of praise. And I remember there was this really fun moment where I was about 7 years old singing in an all-black gospel choir in Miami, Florida. And I was asked if I was thinking about God while I was up there singing the leads. And I got really choked up and scared and was like, well, I don't know what to say. And then all week I practiced thinking about God and thinking about what, and then the image that came to me was this, you know, this older white man with a white robe and a long white beard and a fishing pole. He had a fishing pole sitting on the cloud. I don't know what God was doing with the fishing pole, but I tried to hold that image in mind. And in the innocence of that, the next time I was on stage trying to think of God, I was forgetting my lyrics. I was messing up on the cues. My key was off. I didn't even know what to do with a microphone. And then later on that day, when the choir director asked me what happened, did I sleep at night? Did I have my breakfast? What was going on in my world? And I shared with her that I was invited by the preacher to think about God. She right away pointed to the guitar and said, child, is the guitar thinking about the guitarist right now? She pointed to the piano. Is the piano thinking about the pianist right now? And then she looked at me, she said, you are an instrument of praise. There is a moment you gotta relax all thoughts. to be in the presence of and in the praise of God. There's no thinking there. And that was huge. So, yes, music has been a thread.
And now, what was the song? What was the song that you sang? Sing it a little bit for us here.
Okay, I'll sing a little bit for you. So, that particular day, the song was, why should I feel discouraged? You know who's asking the Pharaoh? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel? Why should it feel lonely and then long for my heaven and home? But in the chorus,
you
it says,
better sing
I
it.
Sing.
Why do you
because
sing?
Because, oh, I'm happy, yes, and I sing because everybody on the planet is, we all are free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know he watches me.
You know he does.
Something like that I was singing.
You know he does. You know he watches you. But now, Ash, do me a favor, because people are tuning in, and they're, like, loving this vibe, and some people don't understand what the divine, what God, what the universe is. To you, define God.
Well, for the beautiful beings that are kind of not questioning or not knowing, and you know, God is God, and all these words are very fascinating things. All these words, they invite all these fascinating ideas and concepts, and it's kind of like love. You know, what is love? Love can seem like such an abstract thing. What is unconditional love? Even more abstract. But I love inviting people to just really be where they are. And for me, the most practical expression of love is the chair you're sitting on, is the floor you're standing on, is the air, the oxygen in the atmosphere that you're breathing, the intelligence of a blink right now, like to rest in the implications of the wonder that is this very moment, without getting any fancier, without including any kind of anything, but just the suchness of this right now. Ooh, to rest here, to really rest in this richness, and the support and the unconditional love of this moment is quite powerful. And it can invite you to see things in a different way. When you see things in a different way, you're in a different world.
How
and it's exciting.
It is exciting. And what, to me, what I just love about it is that in the excitement, we just feel alive. And that's what really,
yes,
to me, God is alive, being alive. And enjoying this moment, this beautiful moment that we have together right now, because it's really all that exists right here, right now, right here, right
it
now.
It really is. It really is. So, yes,
right?
I send a big hug to everybody listening right now. It's an honor that I have this opportunity to say hello, and to say hello to what's the same in all of us. And to say hello to your life right now, to say hello to your past, all the experience of past, even if the emphasis of the past is more on the fertilizer than on the flower, it all still works together. It's all been a blessing. And I also want to say hello to all the possibilities of where your life can go from this moment now. It's a powerful moment, and I, again, so excited to be here with you and so thankful for this opportunity.
No, please, it's my pleasure. But, you know, it's true. A lotus grows in the mud. I mean,
no way.
And that's how the beauty of it. A pearl grows. A pearl is this agate sand that's in a shell in the bottom of the ocean. And then you open it up and reveals what people wear around their neck. Beauty. So beauty comes out of it all, my friends. And that's the truth right now. If
yes,
you're just joining
does.
Us right now, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time we're having here with Ash Ruiz on Max and Friends. Ash, if you would like to know some more information, I suggest you all go right now to his Facebook fan page. And then you could also go to Twitter Ash, A-S-H-R-U-I-Z. Hit him up there. Love him there. Hold him there. And just follow him, because we're all following each other. It's just this big follow fest. But on this fest that we're on right now,
it's like a conga line.
It is. And I want to just go down memory lane. Speaking of conga lines and whatnot, let's just go down memory lane for a minute. We're going to play a song. And when we're back, Ash is going to tell us what was happening when he sang this song. Hit it. We'll be right back on Max and Friends.
Si quieres que vete, no voy a detenerte. No sabes lo que pierdes, mira, todo mi corazón. Puede que te arrepientas. Si quieres piensa lo mejor, pero si acaso vuelves, vas a tener que amarme mucho.
Decirle, decirle, amor. Cuando no hay luz, no hay luz. Puede que te arrepientas. Si quieres, piensa lo mejor. Pero si acaso vuelves, vas a tener que amarme mucho. Y decirle, decirle, amor.
A todo tu sueño.
Y decirle, decirle, amor.
A todo tu beso.
Y decirle,
LA Talk Radio, and this is Max and Friends. That was Ash Lee back in the day, memory lane in Menudo. Did you expect me to play that song?
That was good. That was really good.
It's all a bunch of surprises when you're on Max and Friends.
I love it.
You know what it reminds me of? This is your life.
Exactly. Bertha, hello, Bertha. What are you doing? Yes.
So tell me about, you've probably had thousands of memories, but what is one of your fondest memories of being in Menudo?
One of my fondest memories of being in Menudo. I really loved when my parents traveled with me. I really loved looking into the face of my father and the face of my mother. And at that time, my father was pretty sick, and he still had a chance to travel and just seeing their faces when they would watch me perform in front of thousands and thousands of people, and just the music, and seeing me doing what was my love and my life at that time. That was really, really powerful. And just meeting all these people from all over the world. And
you sang, like,
really,
how many
clear.
People were this audience? There were hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Menudo was quite the phenomenon. And so when I got in the group in 1991, there was already quite the momentum to its fan base. And, you know, we would do concerts for 90,000 people, 100,000 people. It was so much fun and really beautiful. And I really got to see that we all laugh in the same language. We all cry in the same language. And that was really one of the biggest gifts with the traveling while I was in Menudo, is to just notice, gosh, no matter what country, no matter what social status, no matter what anything, we are all the same. And that's powerful.
That is powerful. Listen, I just got a great tweet right now from someone who's tuning in, and they said, Ash, can you give us advice? I'm going through a hard time right now. Hold on, let me get this. Going through a hard time right now with a parent that's ill. What advice do you give?
They're going through a hard time with what? Sorry?
They're a parent that's ill.
Oh, they're going through a hard time with a parent that's ill. Yes. Oh, well, what an opportunity to really kind of love them, to be there and love them fully. So what I mean by that is, a lot of times we can get into our heads about what needs to happen. We can get into our heads about what we're afraid is going to happen. We can get into our heads about different things in the past. And you know, when someone's ill, it really gives us an opportunity to recognize how precious life is, regardless of all of our stories, regardless of all of our ideas, and that we really have this moment. There's nothing more powerful than hand to hand, holding a hand, nothing more powerful than to be able to look into the person's face with relaxed eyes, you know, with a space of forgiveness, a space of I appreciate you, a space of it's okay, this is natural. You know, one thing that I find really fascinating in the culture of sickness is that sickness in the scope of life and all of its mystery is not what we think it is. So a lot of times we fear illness, we fear sickness, we fear it brings up our own fear of death, it brings up our own sense of mortality. And when we can just relax and notice how natural it is, how natural all of it is, how in the scope, the bigger scope, there's nothing but health. There's a health here that is not in the realm of opposites. And that health is love. And that love is present regardless of what happens to the body. And so my advice would to really appreciate them. Give them a foot rub. Give them a massage. Let them know. Emphasize all the good moments. Emphasize all the good things. The things that you remember that they said. The things that you remember that they did, the little things. You know, it's a time of honor, a time of appreciation, and a time of support and celebration. Yeah.
It is a celebration, and that's what we're having tonight here on Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time, I thank you so much for joining us. My guest tonight is Ash Ruiz. You all know him from a million things, Menudo being one of them. We're going down memory lane with Ash tonight, and not only are we doing that, but we're going to give you a life class towards the end of the show, and the topic, we're not going to discuss it now, but we'll just get you ready for the topic. It is, what is empowered liberation? Ash is going to tell us about that tonight here on Max and Friends. And then we're just going to continue this road real quick, Ash, about this wonderful life that you lived, because it's an inspiration to live life. There's so many times that we just sit back and we're just like, what am I doing with myself? And my advice to you all is find out what it is you want in life. Once that's crystal clear, the what, the where, the when, the who, just happens naturally. But find out what it is you want. And I promise you, you'll see the difference in your life. Speaking of Ash Ruiz tonight here on Max and Friends, Ash, let's continue down memory lane. You're with Menudo. You end up in Peru. You have this beautiful, long, beautiful, long, wavy hair like Rapunzel.
Call me Rapunzel.
Let your hair down. And now it's like, Ash, let your turban down. What happened?
Okay.
What happened?
So fun. I know. How did I get from the long hair Menudo boy to now the turban wearing, whatchamacallit? So much fun. So fascinating. Yeah, you know, I can.
So let's, I want
like
to go back to Peru
sometimes.
With you. Because Peru had a major impact with your life. So what happened in Peru?
It really did. Well, you know, it just so happened that I was in Machu Picchu 2 weeks after my father had passed away. He was diagnosed with AIDS when I was 12 years old. He was sick for 4 years and passed away when I was 16. And that experience, of course, had me stewing in all the important questions in life. You know, what is life? What is death? What is real? What is important? What makes one's life worthwhile? And stewing in that, we go to this amazing energetic place. You know, a lot of people have really powerful experiences in Machu Picchu. It's really beautiful, and the ruins, and there's a special energy there. So as soon as the helicopter landed, and I'm stewing in this, and my heart is raw. It has been broken open with the experience of my father's passing and missing him and loving him, and also the wonder that was present in what he may be experiencing right now, what his spirit may be experiencing right now, the joy, the creativity, the limitlessness. And in that, as soon as the helicopter landed and I stepped off and the soles of my feet hit the ground, there was a moment where everything relaxed. It was a moment where all my ideas, all my thoughts, all my stories, all the things that I had learned about who I was, where I was, what I was, what the world was, what life was, what the universe was, all of that became the background. It kind of hushed in the presence of this vast immediacy, in the presence of this vast love, this indivisible brightness, this clarity, this joy, this peace that was causeless. It wasn't in the realm of causality. It wasn't in the realm of opposites. It was just kind of like what's always here, but because it's so always here, it gets overlooked because we're so attracted to and we're so trained to emphasize all the stories, all our ideas, all of our definitions, all of our thoughts. And so that was huge. That really kind of pushed me into a whole other space in life. And I'm really grateful for that moment. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a beautiful disruption to the pattern and pathology of life, Machu Picchu.
Oh, yes, it was.
You was disrupted.
Talk about a glitch in the matrix.
But that's a good thing. Yeah. Sometimes we need this memory board that we call our mind to be erased sometimes, okay?
Okay. I call it an etch-a-sketch.
Yes, etch-a-sketch it. But we're going down memory lane here because I promise you all a life class, and that's what we're going to give you in about the remaining few moments of the show, because we want you to think about life and living and enjoying every moment that you're in, because we're in a new one right now, here to hear on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Ash is going to tell us about what he was thinking when he wrote this song.
La Virgen María Huacantanca Ramana. Silence, freedom, detachment, devotion, wisdom, surrender, salvation, compassion, sacred, oneness, abundance, the truth remains, all is love. Jesus, Buddha, Kali, Krishna, Isis, Mandela, Sophia, Mohammed, Yahweh, Sai Baba, La Virgen, Maria, Huacantanca Ramana. Silence, freedom, detachment, devotion, wisdom.
sacred oneness, abundance, the truth remains all is love. Oh, oh, oh. I love. So many souls have come to this planet and blessed by being themselves, yet the masses await the Messiah, the prophet, salvation's own song that receive this gift by this song that came through. You are the one the world needs. You are the Gandhi, the Christ, the Lenin. You are the Martin Luther King.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Asher. An amazing friend of mine is joining us tonight because we are talking about love and life and all the wonderful things. What was going on in your mind when you wrote that song, Ash?
Ooh. Well, you know what's so cool? The first part of that song, the lyrics of the verse, I was watching a documentary on Bob Marley's life and Bob Marley's fierce passion and fierce devotion to one love, to this vision of a humanity celebrating its love together. And then these lyrics started coming through, and another friend mentioned a vision that he had of my band Here to Hear singing the song, honoring all the different paths. There was a song I loved at the time called "The Ocean Refuses No River." And so the song just started coming through. I would say it's, out of all the songs we did with Here to Hear and all the albums we did and all the years of touring and whatnot, I would say that the song called Holy is our signature song. So many people have had powerful experiences while listening to it. There's been a lot of people that had different illnesses or cancers or whatnot, and they would listen to it every night and just be in that space of celebrating their divinity, celebrating their wholeness, celebrating their oneness, their interconnection with all of life, including the deities that they have grown up loving and praising. I'm so happy
it's
that
beautiful.
You played that song. I would have never imagined you would have played that song. It's like 27 minutes long.
That's okay, and we fainted it at but 4 because we're live. We're live on air, and if you want to know more about Ash and you want to hear that song, find him on Facebook, and he'll be happy to share it with you. We'll post it after the show to the video from YouTube. We'll post it right onto Twitter so you guys have it and enjoy it and love it. Ash, let's play a word game. When I say this word, tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh, fine.
Okay. I love this stuff. Faith. Faith.
Joy.
What is faith? Ooh. What does joy mean?
Faith.
Love.
Deliciousness.
Peace.
This moment.
This moment. Surrender.
Inevitable.
Meditation.
Eyes open.
And how do we meditate, Ash?
Ooh, Well, you know what's so fun? I do a meditation class, and I love that we have this idea that we need to be really still and we need to still the mind, and it's that certainly has its place. But for me, the simplest definition of meditation is just to recognize everything is successfully being itself. So when you can really get into a space of noticing how successful mind is at being mind, at how successful thoughts are at being thought, and how look around you right now. You may be in a room, notice the chairs, notice the knickknacks, notice the walls, notice the doorknobs. Everything is meditating. Everything is perfectly itself, not to mention it being still. We're surrounded by Buddhas because we are the Buddha seeing itself. And so, meditation is really powerful. In my experience, it's synonymous with life, regardless of circumstance.
How beautiful is that? The word liberation.
Mm-hmm.
What is
liberation?
It?
Liberation is the brightness of our right now. It's the right where we are-ness.
Mm. And right where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're just joining us, Ash Ruiz is here, and we're talking about life. This is the life class portion of the show, everyone. So get ready, because I know you've been inspired throughout the whole show, but I want you to get inspired and to write things down now. Ash, let's talk about 2015 and the empowered liberation that we all have.
Yes, how exciting. What do you want to talk about?
Let's just describe how we're in. I want to know, well, and I think a lot of people want to know, is how do we get into that moment of surrendering? I love to surrender with our arms just spread open to receive. So is it that we can receive the empowered liberation that we're all basically born having?
Yes. Well, I really love what you said about the arms, because that's a very simple thing that we could all do right now, is just, what does it look like? What's the posture of the body to stand in surrender, to stand empowered, to stand liberated? What does it look like in the body? I know I'm doing a pose right now, and I invite everybody at home to get up or sit, or as you're sitting down, or even as you're lying down, what's the posture of it? What's the vibrational signature of being in your freedom, of being in your liberation and your empowerment? That's something that we can do right away. Another thing that's so fun is to really get passionate about you. You know, we're passionate about so many things. We're passionate about this and about that, and that's all glorious and fun and perfectly has its place. And there's also the option to get passionate about discovering who you are. Get passionate about discovering and educating oneself as to the nature of mind. You know, we don't take a moment to recognize that this whole world is this projection. You know, it's kind of like we run into the movie screens trying to with our hands to capture the light, the play of shadow and light on the screen, without noticing the fulfillment of where this is all coming from, the source from which it is all coming from. So yes, get passionate about discovering who you are. For example, in this very moment, if I were to ask you the question, who are you? Answer the question, who am I? But under the condition that you do not use the past. Don't pick up the past. So what does the past contain? If you're going to say your name, that's the past. You're going to say your gender, that's the past. If you're going to say you're a human being, that's the past. If you're going to say anything
I'm alive.
At all, notice. I'm alive. Yes, I'm alive.
I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive. That's
Yay.
The present, and that's why it's a gift.
Oh, there's nothing more fabulous than getting simple and getting
Isn't
clear.
That the truth? Now, listen, I want to talk to you about living as limitless love in the everyday world. Ooh. Because, Ash, let's call a thing a thing, okay? There's a lot of hate going around this world. A lot of hate. So with this amount of limitless love, how is it that how can we tap into it on a daily basis?
Yeah. Well, one thing that's really cool to kind of flip the switch on the whole, you know, because a lot of people come to me, they want to know how to love. How do I become more loving? How do I become more peaceful? How do I become more joyous? How do I become more free? And so what's fascinating about that is I can lead one down a never-ending rabbit hole, never-ending kind of spider web of things. It's like the Christmas lights that are just all knotted up and stuff. So what I invite people to maybe explore instead of how do I become more loving is how am I not loving? How am I not peaceful? How am I not joyous? Because love, peace, and joy aren't things that we need to create or sustain or maintain. Love, peace, and joy are what is your very nature. It's the natural, effortless aliveness of your being, and those things get overlooked. And when we get into our stories, when we get into our ideas, when we get into our assumptions, when we think things need to be a certain way, when we think people need to talk a certain way, or look a certain way, or be a certain way, he should have done this, she should have done that. It's really powerful to recognize how war is created and to recognize the mechanism of it. So once that is recognized and discovered, and there are many wonderful tools, that's one of my passions, and my website, empoweredliberation.com, is all about celebrating and being a space of support and confirmation to get familiar with what's natural and what's real. There's also many people that have inspired me that I can mention right now. One is a woman named Byron Katie. She has a book called Loving What Is. Powerful stuff, really simple, powerful invitation to getting familiar with the nature of mind. So...
How beautiful.
So it's wonderful. Another thing that's so great is that life continuously, it's not like you can take a break from discovering who you are, because life continuously gives us opportunities and invitations to celebrate the reality of this limitless love, or to get familiar with it, or to notice how it is we're not experiencing it. You know, mm-hmm. Life is a perfect reflection of what's happening on the inside. And we can't escape ourselves. Hallelujah, we can't escape ourselves.
That's the truth. We can't escape ourselves. And that's why sometimes you just got to escape to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio Sunday nights, because you never know who's going to be here. If you want to escape, just join me Sunday nights on LA Talk Radio. P.S. We like play all week long, y'all. So if you ever just have the mood to go over to LA Talk Radio, you can find me there on Mondays and Tuesdays. Ronnie, what other days am I on? Let me know. Hit me up and tell me, because I need to let everybody know. If you missed tonight's show and you want to get replays, go to latalkradio.com/Max. Of course, we do replays all week because they just love me here at LA Talk Radio, because I'm here like 7 years now. It's going into my guest tonight, Ash Ruiz, is here. We're talking about love, life, peace, joy, surrendering, and liberation. We're also going to talk about the Zen Cruise. Ash, what's going on with you and the Zen Cruise in February?
The Zen Cruise is happening February 9th to the 14th. You can go to thezencruise.com, and there's all kinds of great information there. It's going to be an amazing love fest on an ocean of love, filled with beings that are excited about a free life, that are excited about a joyous life, that are excited about creating with fellow open-hearted beings. And so it's going to be an amazing space to meet people, to see reflections of yourself, an amazing space of transformation and growth and clarity and confirmation and celebration. So I invite everybody who's interested. It's in the middle of winter, so if you're in these winter states, like, I'm really excited. I'm in Boulder, Colorado, which I absolutely love, and I love the snow and everything, but I'm going to be a snow bunny. I'm going to jump out of the snow and get right into Jamaica and Haiti. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Yes.
Isn't that a lot of fun? And speaking of fun, go to zencruise.com. Isn't there some kind of promotion going on where people can save some money?
Oh, there is. You can save some money. If you go to zencruise.com and you're interested about going to the cruise, you can save $50 at least with just putting my name in there. So if you put Ash Ruiz in the code, you get $50 off. I'm going to be doing a concert there. My friend Nako Bear and Medicine for the People are going to be performing there. a lot of workshops, a lot of set songs. I'm doing a workshop on ecstatic poetry and chocolate, and one on golden appreciation. So it's going to be really, really stellar and epic. I'm excited about it, yeah.
Golden appreciation. Well, I'm appreciative for you being here tonight. Ash Lewis on Max and Friends. Ash, speaking of satsangs, you do them every Thursday night, and anyone all over the world can watch them. How do we tune in to
that
see
is
you?
So right. Yes, if you go to empoweredliberation.com on Thursday nights, you can see the live stream option there. And yes, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, so that's 7 p.m. in L.A. and 10 o'clock at night in on the East Coast. I from downstairs in my basement, which we have like this Moroccan kind of meditation area. My wonderful friends Uno and Ryan and Bree Swain helped put this thing together. Really, really beautiful, and it's a joy to share from my home, from my heart to the heart and to the home of life itself. Yeah, just one heart speaking to itself, enjoying itself.
It
That's what's so fun.
It is the beauty of it all. Ash, your life is big. You got to keep reaching. Keep reaching.
Oh, my goodness. I noticed that's what's happening.
It is happening. Now, what are some future projects that are happening for you, too?
Yay. Well, I'm really excited about releasing this album that I've recorded. I still have some little things to do, some little harmonies here and there. A dear friend of mine named DJ Allison Kalagna and I are putting together this project of mantra kirtan music with an electronic feel and kind of like a club beat. So all this sacred mantra music to club beats, we're calling it Om Tronica. And she has her own Om Tronica project out as well. So I invite you to check those out and to stay tuned for the album we're going to release. I'm really excited about that.
That's news to me. Yeah. You heard it here first on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Ash Lewis is joining us. Go follow him on Twitter right now at twitter.com/ASHRUIZ. Again, if you go to zencruise.com, you type in his name, you're going to save some money. Empowerliberation.com is Thursday nights. You can tune in to Ash and love him there as he loves you. Speaking of tuning in, Friday at noon here on Channel 2, I have Max and Friends. Thursday at noon on Channel 1, there's Max and Friends. Y'all can't get enough of Max and Friends. And that's why I love having you all tune in. And just
I know I can't get enough of Max and Friends.
Well, I love you. And I'm passionate about you, Ash. I am passionate about you. Speaking of passion,
so
there's
true.
A song that you wrote, my friend, and we got to wrap this up because that's how fast time flies. But here's the deal. This was my summer song. We played it here a gazillion times, and it's called Burn. Ash, what was that song about? Because that's what we're going to play out tonight before when we go. So tell us about Burn.
The song Burn One Love was just celebrating that, you know, I had this dream that humanity was rediscovering fire for the second time. The first time we discovered fire, it was like, oh, wow, we had this whole industrial revolution, this whole kind of civilization thing happening, and it was a huge gift to the planet, only we had to maintain it. We had to create it. It was up to us to keep it going and whatnot and what for. So in this dream, it was humanity discovering a fire that is always present, that is always bright, that is inexhaustible, that we don't have to maintain or sustain. If we take a moment just to look, just to acknowledge its presence, here it is in all of its roaring fullness. And this fire is love. And that's what inspired a song called Burn One Love.
That is the truth. We're going to play it in just a moment. Ash, before I let you go, I'm going to talk to you after the show, but give us something to inspire us to go into this week.
Yay! So I invite you to hug as many people as you can hug this week. And I also invite you to do three things unnoticed, three acts of kindness without letting anyone know you did them. Mm. And see what kind of energy that, what kind of wave that brings forth.
Yes, that's a beautiful
hugs
thing,
and
Ash.
Kindness.
Well, I adore you. I'm passionate about you, and I thank
I love
you so
you.
Much. For being part of Max and Friends. What I'm telling everyone tonight is no experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning, including you. I love you all for listening.
Amen.
Keep tuning in to Max and Friends Sunday nights. Happy 2015. It's going to be a powerful year. The only thing stopping you is you. On that note, good night, good karma, and let it burn on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night, good karma, let it burn.
Yeah.
Miss it. Use that fire, it burns for you. Old school or young, we need the truth. Free will, luminous, I keep it true. School with a match in a gas can.
We don't need no water, let the mother earth burn. Love.
Hell yeah. Oh.